this day. Another day that we, your people, can gather in the name of Jesus to listen to your word. Come by your spirit. Fill me, Lord our God, afresh. Increase, I might decrease for your glory. Ask, Lord our God, that your word will not return to you void. It will accomplish that which you have sent it to do. So for every heavy heart here, Lord, I pray that you will lighten their hearts. Every confused mind, I pray that you will touch that mind right now. And I pray for all those who are going through challenging times, they will experience the peace of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because in you we live and move and have our being. You're a mighty God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, once more for the opportunity to share your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen,
amen and amen. Good morning, church.
Amen.
So, lovely Sunday. The Lord has made it possible for us to gather here this Sunday. And this morning, I want to share a word. The title for this word is Life Storms. Life Storm. The Christmas storm is over. Just last week, some of us were busy running around, cleaning, shopping, cooking, having a good time. Thank God the storm is over. I went to one of the supermarkets yesterday. It was quiet. The storm, Christmas storm is over. Praise the Lord. And for some of us, we will go with the songwriter. Wish it could be Christmas every day. I'm sorry, Christmas is gone. Whether you like it or not, it's gone. If you are wishing that to be Christmas every day, I want you to do the shopping. I want you to do the cooking. I want you to do the cleaning. I want you to do everything, then I'm all right with it. But if you're not doing that, then no. I don't wish it to be Christmas every day. It's a wonderful time, but it comes with its baggage and the pressure, the storm that it comes with. Now, the Lord Jesus told the disciples in Mark chapter 6 to go to the other side. But if we go back to Mark chapter 4, Jesus was in the boat with the disciples and there was a storm. But the good news with that storm was that Jesus was in the boat and was sleeping on a pillow. So they were able to wake him up. And when they woke him up, he said, "Peace, be still." And then everything, the winds obeyed him and everything went quiet. But this time around in chapter 6, Jesus was not with them in the boat. Like some of us here this morning, you don't feel the presence of God because of what you are going through. You just don't feel it. Some will say that it's always nice when I go to church, I feel good in church. But when I leave church and I go home, it's always a different story. Brothers and sisters, no. God promises us in the word that he's always with us. Hallelujah. Whether we are here, we are home, at the workplace, God is always with us. So believe that in your heart, that God is with you. He sends them to the other side of the lake. But prior to that, the Lord had done a miracle. He had fed 5,000, the Bible says 5,000 men, which is, when you talk about the ladies and then the children, more than 5,000. He has fed over 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. So the disciples were thinking about it. How did he do that? How did he feed these people? Thinking about it, so the Lord told the disciples, "You go to the other side." And then he told the multitudes to go away. He needed to pray. He needed a time with God. Now Jesus, the Bible says that Jesus went on top of the mountain and then he prayed. Now if Jesus spent time praying with God, why should a believer neglect that duty? Jesus, the Son of God, the mighty God, spent a time praying. Why should we neglect that time of prayer? We live in a very busy world. Very busy world, and for us to make time to pray is a problem. For some, you only do it when you sit in the car and the car is moving, you say a short prayer. Some, you only do pray when you're about to eat. For some of us, even the food gets into our mouth before we pray. And then we say, sorry, Lord, I thank you for it. But it's there already. But Jesus is our example. Jesus led the disciples and he went upstairs, up on the mountain, and he prayed. Disciples had gone, roaring to the other side. But there was a problem. The Bible says that they struggled and struggled for a long time because the wind was against them. In other words, there was a problem. There was an opposition. They obeyed God. Jesus said, go to the other side. They said, yes, Jesus, we will go. And they went. Now, brothers and sisters, the fact that we obey God and make sure that we do whatever he tells us, we try to do whatever he tells us to do, does not mean that we, the children of God, will have a storm-free life. They were obedient. What did they? They obeyed, and then they went to the other side. But along the way, there was a problem. Obedience does not guarantee a storm-free life for the believer. Because the enemy will come in and tell you that if you say that you're a Christian, why should you go through this? If you are a believer, why should this happen to you? I wish our brother Job was here this morning. And then we'll ask Job to share his story. But Job is not here with us. So I want you to go to the book of Job, if you have time. We studied this for a long time in this church here. And many of you, I believe, haven't forgotten. Job was a righteous man. He did everything to please God. But yet, he went through challenging times, brothers and sisters. He went through difficult times. Yes, the apostles, the disciples, if you call them disciples, obeyed God all right. They went, and there was a problem. But the good news is, Jesus sent them. Jesus saw them. And Jesus went to them. This time, Jesus was not walking on the land, but he was walking on the water. That is a difficult thing to grasp it, to see someone walking on water. No wonder some of them said, it's a ghost. Now, who has seen a ghost before? Yeah. When you live in fear, when you operate in fear, any image you see in darkness, you give a name to it. If you are to turn these lights off and you are to walk here in the night, you come in here in the night. If you are not careful, you look at this Christmas tree here. Because it's dark, you might think it's something and you will jump. Imagine a little child is left here. The mom stands out there in the dark. And someone forgets something in the church and said, let me go and see you. I think I left my phone or something. You come in here and it's very dark. And as soon as you open the door, the child screams. What do you think will happen? You will stand there and say, yes, be bold. I'm bold. I'm strong. You will scream. You will scream. One thing about fear is that when you scream, it's like getting the fear out of you. And then the next person grabs it. They saw some image and they said, it's a ghost. Fear. Fear can cause you to do things that you're not supposed to do. Jesus walked on the water. He told the disciples, it is I. It is I. Be of good cheer. Do not be afraid. And that is the word for somebody here this morning. The Lord is saying that you are going through a storm. It is I. I am aware of the storm. I know the storm you are going through. I know when the storm will end. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Storms in life are reality. Brothers and sisters, whether we like it or not, storms in life are reality. We have emotional storm, economic storm, health storm, moral storm, family storm. And now, right now here, you are sitting next to someone, and the person is either in one of the storms now. You don't know what people are going through because they are quiet. But if you are honest and we open up, some of us may say, wow, I didn't know you were going through this. Some, you might be sitting next to somebody who is in a storm, or someone who has just come out of a storm, or someone the Lord is preparing to go through a storm. David said, even though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me. You will go through the valley and you go through the valley alone. You are here and you are in the valley. Or you are just about to go to the valley and somebody is coming out from the other side. Storms of life, they are reality. But the problem with the storm is that sometimes the storm will hit us, bam! And when the storm comes and the winds are against us, and things are against us, and our health fails, the economy fails, challenges at the workplace, we begin to be either bitter or we walk away. When believers walk away from God, the first thing is you don't see them in church. You don't see them as frequent as you see them before. And then after a while, the enemy comes and tells them that there is no need going to church. And then after a while, you don't see them. And the same people that used to go to church begin to accuse church folks. They are hypocrites. I don't want to have anything to do with the guys there, because they are not who they claim to be. Brothers and sisters, Jesus told the disciples, he says, it is I. Do not fear. Be of good cheer. In other words, calm down. Don't let the past failures control your future. All through the storm, your love is there. My hope is in you alone. Sometimes the storm will come and it will hit you so hard that it blows you away. It takes some time to recover from the storm. It affects you so much so that it affects your walk with God. And you begin to wonder, Lord, where are you? I believe the disciples were crying out. If he was in the boat with us, would have been all right. Where is Jesus? Where are you? We are struggling. Where are you? Don't be afraid, child of God. As I said, our attitude in the storm will determine the way we come out. The attitude in the storm will determine the way we come out of the storm. And brothers and sisters, if you're not very careful, life can make you a bitter person because of some past experience. Your attitude changes. And then you say to yourself, I used to be very happy. I used to be very happy. Then the question I'm asking you this morning, but why? What has happened? The question, are you going to continue to be bitter because of past experience? How long are you going to hold on to be bitter? Help is available. Hallelujah. Help is available. God is ready with open arms, calling you to come home. Come home to Jesus for him to make life better. Don't stay in that attitude, hoping that things will change when you are not praying. When you walk away from church, you walk away from the word, you walk away from the things of God. I'll give you two examples in the Bible. A lady by the name Naomi, which means pleasant. Beautiful name, Naomi. Naomi, because there was famine in Israel, Naomi and his wife, Naomi and her husband and the two children, two boys, left Israel and went to Moab to go and live there. They were in Moab for some time. The husband died and the sons died. Very difficult time for Naomi. Naomi decided to go back to Israel because she had heard that food was now in abundance. On her way there, the two sons, daughters-in-law, said, "We want to come with you." And she said, "No." But Ruth insisted and went with Naomi to Israel. The Bible says that when the folks saw Naomi, they called her Naomi. And she answered them, "Don't call me Naomi. Call me Mara. The Lord's hand has been against me. I've lost my husband. I've lost my sons." But the Bible says that even though she said they should not call her Naomi, but should call her Mara, when you follow that account in the Bible, there's nowhere did they call her Mara. Because the Bible says that God has written your name, my name, in the palm of his hand. In other words, let people call you whatever name because of what you're going through. As far as God is concerned, your name remains the name, the same. It doesn't change. He said, "I've called you." Scripture says that I have called you by name. God has called Naomi by name. Now Naomi is saying, because of my experience, call me Mara. And Mara means bitter. From pleasantness to bitter or sorrow. But God's so good. God had a plan. Everyone he's sitting here, God has a plan for you. The fact is, do you belong to God? Do you know God? Are you close to him? Is he your father? God has a plan for you. After many years, Ruth married Boaz. Boaz had a son by the name Obed. Obed, after many years. In fact, when Ruth had that son, the same people came back to Naomi and said, "The Lord has blessed you." The Lord put a smile on her face. "No more Mara, you are still Naomi." Hallelujah. So don't let your bitter experience make you begin to call yourself Mara. If you have become bitter and you are holding on to certain things, you are a Mara. This day, before we leave here, talk to the Father and say, "Lord, I cannot continue to be a Mara. I refuse to be a Mara. I will continue to be Naomi." Hallelujah. I will continue to be Naomi. Don't let the past experiences hold you back and determine your destiny. Stay on track. Hallelujah. Stay on track. Trains don't have steering. Trains. You see, get on a train. Trains don't have steering. Trains sit on a track. The wheels are on the track. All the driver does is that he pulls for power. Either forward, reverse, stop. The driver cannot turn the steering and maneuver and do a reverse. No. As long as it stays on track, it's fine. So stay on track. Hallelujah. Stay on track. And you'll be all right. God miraculously gave Ruth a son. This son, Obed. And after many years, from Obed, we had Jesse. After many years, from Jesse, we had David, the king. Now from Naomi, Mara comes Obed, Jesse, Jesus. Brothers and sisters, God has plans for us. There are certain things some of us will be in glory, but it will happen. Hallelujah. So hold on. Hold on and be strong and have faith in God. Have faith in God. King David has been born. But the Bible says that David went through a storm, many storms. But I just want to mention one this morning. Praise the Lord. King David on the throne. And he experienced a family storm. A family storm. Brothers and sisters,
When there is a family storm, the first thing the family we do is that we try to cover the storm. We do everything to try to cover the storm. But it gets to a time that it spills over. And people hear about it. That is where sometimes the enemy comes to you and tells you, everybody is talking about you. Everybody is saying this about you. Everybody is saying that about you. And we begin to be wrestling with public opinion, wrestling with what people are saying, what people are thinking. David had a family storm. His son Absalom killed one of the brothers and he fled. Wow. David has lost a son. Absalom is also gone. We find this account in 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel chapter 15. From verse 13 to 14. And David was told that, David, if you don't flee from Absalom, he wants to take the throne. If you don't flee from Absalom, you and everybody will die. Now, brothers and sisters, this is a question to everyone here. Who will flee from your son? Who will flee from your daughter? The child that you used to carry like that. Who will flee? No. But David had no choice. David had to flee. And in 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 13 to 14, says that a messenger came and told David, the hearts of the people of Israel are with Absalom. Then David said to all his officials who were with him in Jerusalem, come, we must flee, or none of us will escape from Absalom. We must leave immediately, or he will move quickly to overtake us and bring ruin on us and put the city to the sword. David's attitude was huge. It's important what you do in the storm. David did not complain or moan and blame everyone. You know, sometimes when there's a little storm and you're not very careful, you're going to lose friends. Everybody's going to be an enemy. You're going to lose people around you. And all the good people that have been of good help over the years will all be out of the way because you begin to blame everyone. Blame everyone. If you have not done this, if you have not said this, this wouldn't have happened. David flees from his son. In Psalm 3, David writes, offers a prayer in Psalm 3. He said, Lord, how they have increased who trouble me. Many are they who rise up against me. Many are they who say of me, there is no help for him in God. But you, Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and the one who lifts up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice and he heard me from his holy hill. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me, my God. David said to God, God, you are a shield. You are a shield around me. You know what a shield does? A shield protects. And you have got a shield. I have got a shield. Hallelujah. We have got a shield. The shield protects us. And he said, you are my glory. In other words, you give me victory. And he said, you are the lifter of my head. In challenging times, sometimes it's difficult. The head is always down. The head is always down. But because God is the lifter of our head, he's able to lift it up. Lift it up. Lift it up. Lift it up. He gives us the strength. You are the lifter of our head. Lord, you are faithful. The storm shall be over. In the midst of the challenging times, brothers and sisters, God is still on the throne. And he hasn't forgotten you. He hasn't forgotten me. One thing I can say this morning is that in the midst of the challenges, you will experience his peace. Hallelujah. Sometimes the storm will be there, but you experience the peace. Hallelujah. He will give you the peace that you need. So get close to God. Please get close to him. Get close to him. He said, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. God to draw near to you. God wouldn't come alone. He came with the host of heaven. He said, I will draw near to you. In other words, he wants the best for you. He wants you to be all right. No matter what you are going through, God is able to offer help. I said, yes, sometimes the storm will be there. Sometimes you just feel it. The pressure will pile on.
pressure, more pressure, and more pressure.
But in the midst of all this, we are able to experience his peace, the perfect peace. A songwriter by the name Priscilla Jane Owens writes, "Will your anchor hold in the storms of life? When the clouds unfold your winds of strife, when the strong ties lift and the cables strain, will your anchor drift or firm remain? We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and in the Savior's love." Let's sing one more time. "We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roam, fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's Yes,
I have seen brothers and sisters over the years in this church. I have seen what some sisters and some brothers have gone through. I have watched them. I have seen them still stand and declare that Jesus is Lord. I have seen them still stand and declare that the Lord is good. I have seen them still worshiping the Lord, still coming to church. Brothers and sisters, don't let the storm blow you off course. Come back to Jesus. Hallelujah. Come back to Jesus. Jesus is calling you right now. For those of us here this morning whose faith have grown cold because of the storm, Lord, my prayer is that you will touch that person right now. And for those of us who are still searching because of some past experience, I want to encourage you that there is hope for you. There is hope for you. And for those sitting here, we haven't forgotten you. There is hope for you. There is hope for you too. The Lord Jesus is calling and is saying to you that if you today will surrender your life to him, now is the day of salvation. Hallelujah. Now is the day of salvation. And do not. You keep postponing. Because the storm is causing you not to hear the voice. And the Lord is saying to you today that the day has come. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the day to surrender your life to Jesus. Some few days to come, we'll be entering a new year. Do you know what lies ahead? Some of us have made plans because some of us think that we are in control. It's all right to make plans. But the Lord is in control. He has the final say. He knows the future. He knows what will happen. That is why we surrender everything to God. And say, Lord, have your own way. Take absolute control. Take absolute control. The storm of life will not be there forever. If you are going through something right now, be strong. The Lord will give you the strength that you need. I want everyone to just bow your heads right now. I just want to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone here right now. No matter the storm, you are bigger than the storm. No matter the problem, you are bigger than the problem. The Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, shall be delivered. So we pray, the hell storm, O Lord our God, touch that body right now in the name of Jesus. The family storm, let there be peace. Let the hand of the Lord touch that individual right now, O Lord our God. Father God, the economic storm, you know what your children are going through. I pray that your hand will be upon your people. You will manifest your power. You will manifest your glory. Father, I give you praise because you are a faithful God. Because you are a faithful God. Mighty God, blessed be your name. Father, I pray for anyone here this morning who doesn't know you, or anyone whose love has grown cold. Anyone, oh Lord, our God, I want to surrender their lives to you. Just say this prayer after me. Father God, touch me now. Forgive me my sins. I come before your throne of grace
I repent of my sins. Lord, I take you as my Lord and personal Savior. You are a faithful God. I don't want to enter into the new year the same. I want you, Lord. I want you to be my Lord. Fill me with your spirit afresh to stand and to live for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. If we pray that prayer, I will ask you to have a word with me before you go. Brothers and sisters, whilst I was praying, I just want to say something to somebody here this morning. There has been a past experience. That past experience has affected you so much so that every now and then, when everyone is happy and laughing, you do it for a short while, and then the enemy reminds you. What about this? What about that? This has affected your life. And the question I want to ask you this morning is, how long would you live like that? The person that hurt you is probably gone somewhere. Some are even dead. But you are holding on. You are holding on. It has made you bitter. You are holding on. The Lord is saying that, come and be set free. Hallelujah. Come and be set free. Don't let the past experience determine your future. But rather, say to Jesus that, yes, it has happened, but I know that my Redeemer liveth. Amen? I know that my Redeemer can always make a way where there seems to be no way. Glory be to God. So I pray for that mother right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, touch them. And I pray for that lady right now who is carrying this burden. And the enemy wants you to be depressed. In the name of Jesus, we come up against the spirit of depression. We pray in Jesus' name that the Lord will set you free. Set you free. Set you free. Whoever is set free is free indeed. The Bible says in Proverbs 24:16 that for though the righteous fall 7 times, they rise again. So rise again. Live. Live again. In the name of Jesus, live again. For we, what then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. That is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So the coming year, face the coming year with the Lord. Amen. Face the coming year with the Lord. Don't be afraid. The God is with you. And God is with you. The whole of heaven is with you. Face the coming year. You look back and we learn from our mistakes. This time around, we, everyone here, we declare that we will get close to God. So that we hear his voice when he speaks. Because he said, the sheep know my voice. Hallelujah. The sheep know my voice. Let's give the Lord a shout of praise. Let's praise the Lord together. We praise the Lord. We praise you, Lord. Because you are a faithful God. And there is no one like you. There's no one like you. Who are you, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Who are you, O great mountain, before God's people? You shall become a plain. Hallelujah! You shall become a plain. Brothers and sisters, don't be afraid. He's still on the throne. He's watching you. He knows what you're going through. He will always make a way where there seems to be no way. In the midst of the storm, you will experience his peace. That is why they call him the Prince of Peace. Amen.